You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hi, everybody. Mark here again. In this sidetrack, Nicole and I talk about music teachers, high school music teachers. One of us had a really inspiring, great one. One of us did not. Enjoy and see you next week for a full episode.
Joe Mulligan's the best music theory teacher in Upper New England.
Okay.
He was my music theory teacher in
high school. Shout out to Joe Mulligan, Mr. Mulligan, you mean.
Mr. Mulligan. And I actually have a funny sidetrack about Mr. Joe Mulligan in that, real quick.
Okay.
Let's do it. So I grew up in a town in Massachusetts, and then we had this great teacher, Mr. Joe Mulligan. He was amazing, such a great mentor, really turned me on to music just generally. And then he was a young guy, like just out of college when he got this gig. And then he had to quit to take a job that had more security because they were like cutting the band in my.
Oh, yeah.
And like he just had wanted to start a family and like didn't
in the United in the 90s public schools, cutting the band.
Yes,
big surprise.
Yeah. So I was so mad at him for leaving. I was like, had teenage angst. And I was like, how dare you leave us? Right.
You're a music theory teacher?
Yeah, he was really influential.
Oh, but you were a flute player, right? So
yeah,
you were also
in the band.
He was the band director.
He was the band director, too. It was a small program. And we were marching band and stuff. We like went on trips. We were close. And he said, hey, you're not going to understand now, but I need to go to a place that has more security for me and my growing family. Like, it's really hard for me to leave. I don't want to, but I have to make this choice and it's hard for me. And you're not going to get it now. And that's okay. And I didn't. And I was so mad. So still, right? So flash forward 20 plus years later, I live in a new place with my family and we're at the high school football game and the state champion marching band of my town now comes on the field and they come on the announcements and say, and under the direction of Mr. Joe Mulligan. I was like, is that my Joe Mulligan? Is that him? And I looked and like it was. And I got to go up. I watched the band. They were awesome.
And you had this, oh my God, I knew you before you were famous moment.
Kind of. And I stalked him out after the performance. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I stopped him. I was like, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Like, I just wanted to say thank you. You were my band teacher in this other town. And he goes, yeah, Nicole, I remember. And he remembered me like so many years later. He was like, it was so hard for me to leave you guys. He said that. And I said, you know, at the time I didn't understand, but now I do. And I'm a teacher now and I know how hard it is and how much you think about your students and how much you care. And I need you to know that it made a difference. Like your work mattered. And he like teared up and gave me like the biggest hug. He said, thank you for saying that. I've always felt bad. And it was like this lovely redemption moment in my life. So I just wanted to like put that on record.
Wow.
So
good job, Mr. Mulligan. Do you know if he's still teaching?
He is. I saw him just the other day at the football game, at the track meet or something.
So that was really recent.
This is very recent.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
So I hope when my kid ages up, because she's a drummer, I hope that she gets to have him as a teacher. It'd be awesome. But yeah, we see him all over town.
He teaches in your town.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
And he's like really built the program and he's like doing marching band with like electric guitars and the marching band. He's doing some cool
hard
stuff.
To march with an amplifier though.
Well, they just put him on the sidelines.
Marching, electric guitar, gotta have one of those locking straps because you do not want to drop that guitar.
They have like the little like belt buckle amplifier.
Oh yeah,
you know?
No, that's cool.
There's like a little belt.
Yeah, if we're talking about high school music teachers, I wish I had a really awesome story to tell. Now, as the professional musician, you'd think there would be this inspirational force. But the truth was, I don't remember her name and I'm not going to say it out loud, but I did take a music theory class in high school.
Mm.
I guess props to somehow my high school having that class at all. But
yeah,
she didn't stop for once the entire year and say, here's why you should care.
Yeah.
And I think that's the coolest part about K-12 music education is just making people like music and want to learn it. And I was playing in a ska punk band when I was in this class, and she didn't stop to ask once, just like, what do you want to get out of this?
Yeah.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Or, look, I went on, got a doctorate in music composing, and I teach music theory, and I love classical music now. But at that point, there was no way I was going to benefit from any... Like, let me give you an example. I was in her class learning what we call four-part chorale writing. It's basically like a way to learn sort of classical music theory by writing little choir pieces in the style of someone like Bach. Why are we writing Bach? Well, I would talk to my students now about, it's not about the style. It's about, this is just one method to sort of get your reps in, so to speak, and to learn something about it. She didn't explain any of that to us. But I was in a band with three horn players. We had a trumpet player. Shout out, Chris. We had a sax player. Shout out, Chris. We had a trombone player. Shout out, Eddie.
I was like, if his name is Chris,
no,
how are you guys not famous?
It didn't occur to me.
Chris Cubes.
Yeah, we were lousy. This is elder millennials. We're lousy with Chris's and Jason's and
Matt's.
Names like that. Oh my gosh, Matt's and Mike's. Oh my gosh. So it didn't occur to me once to say, hey, three horn players, maybe you could each play a different note and we could create a chord. Even though literally I was going to a class for 5 hours a week at a high school class, learning about writing melodies to make chord progressions. Hmm. And it didn't occur to me once to say, I could use this and make my terrible high school ska punk band be less terrible by utilizing, because the idea behind, I mean, listeners, if you haven't figured it out, I'm a music theory teacher who also loves pop music. This stuff, these ideas are useful in many styles of music. And if you're a high school teacher, you have to engage with your students where they are. And it sounds like, I don't know what kind of music you played in the band, but if you felt a sense of trust and a sense of loss when your band director moved for a sweet, sweet gig at another school.
Yeah.
That was because he wasn't just a cool guy, but he had engendered also a love for what he's teaching you.
He really did. And the reason we had such a different experience, you and I, because the reason I landed in a music theory class is because me and four of my friends said, hey, Mr. Mulligan, can you teach this to us?
You'll follow him wherever.
Well, we asked him, well, can you teach us music theory? He's like, yeah, okay. Like, let's talk about Lydian, Mixolydian, all these scales. So when you use these words, like they're in my memory bank somewhere because he taught them to us.
Like anything I took a high school psychology class.
Yeah.
So it's like some of this stuff is familiar, but if you don't use it for 20 years or whatever, then it goes away eventually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Mulligan.
Mulligan.
Mr. Mulligan.
He's a tuba player.
Tuba. Okay, cool.
But he can play anything. He's prolific.
Does he also play the sousaphone?
I don't think, maybe. I mean,
sousaphone
they're
the
similar.
One that you march with.
Yeah, I bet you. Same.
Of course he does. If he's a marching band guy.
Of course he does.
He probably
plays
the trombone,
cool
baritone.
Marching. We did like Elton John marching band things.
Oh, nice.
Like, it was awesome.
Didn't we talk about marching bands? Anyways.
I love marching bands because of him. Because he like taught me how it could be, how it could be cool. I mean,
if you can get someone to love something that they didn't know about before, they didn't care about before, that's a mark of a teenager. You can get a teenager to listen to marching bands and like marching bands.
Yeah.
That's pretty. Because you don't strike me as stereotypical band geek either. So
no, it was for sure.
It was a bit of an uphill climb. I bet he had to be pretty cool. So shout out to the music teachers working in high schools that are doing it right. And I'm sorry if I've insulted you.
Unnamed. She's probably dead now.
Unnamed.
So
I hope not. She was a lovely person. Just did not do a good job instilling Though she might take credit, be like, well, Poppany got a doctorate in music. It must have worked.
Well,
yeah,
you probably
yeah,
did
yeah.
despite her.
Yeah, that's
one.
Right. It was just a...
And like, I think that that's the difference between, like, I think of you and I, obviously, I think that we're very good educators. And I think you can know a lot about something and not be a good teacher of it. Like, it's different to just know stuff, but to understand how to break that concept down and get other people excited about it is a different skill set. So shout out to good teachers. What a fun little sidetrack about high school or high school music teachers. Clip it. Mark, let's read our outro credits, but do it in your like best teacher voice.
Ooh, best. So like inspirational moment. I'm always pretending like the thing I'm talking about is the most exciting, interesting thing ever. Never Mind the Music is hosted by me, Mark Poppany, and Nicole Vatcher. I also produce. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review.
And you know, guys, let us know what you think on social media. Your opinion is so important to us. We're Never Music Pod on all major platforms. You could also email us at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. And every so often, we're going to do a mailbag episode where we'll answer all of your questions. So please make sure to send us the best questions you have. Thanks for listening, guys.